24-year-old Nibol Chwol, who resides in Juba's Gudele neighborhood, is the working mother of a 2.5-month-old baby. Chwol says it's not easy to breastfeed and finish all of her household chores.
To me, it has really been so hard that even when I want to go and assess for something outside, it's very hard that I have to leave the baby or look for someone else to come remain with the baby while I go to the office. A little bit, I have to run back quickly. It has just been so hard that sometimes if I'm supposed to go for something outside, even going for our own shopping, sometimes it's very hard.
Chwol, who works for Catholic Relief Services and is normally based in a yard, says she took 3 months leave in order to exclusively breastfeed her baby. She says she will return to her workstation in a week's time, but worries about how she will balance work with breastfeeding in a flood-affected area. A 33-year-old South Sudanese working mother, who prefers to be identified only as Sarah, has a 1.5-month-old baby. Sarah, who is a social worker, says mothers should be given at least 6 months to stay at home so they can breastfeed and care for their babies.
Breastfeeding has affected my work because right now I just need to focus on the baby and give all my time to the baby to make sure that the baby is not hungry. I have to breastfeed her all the time. I cannot even go for work. I cannot even do anything unless if she's sleeping. So, I have to bear with the situation right now. That is maybe after 6 months, that is when I will go back to work. But right now, it is impossible.
Rita Juan, a senior nutrition inspector at the National Health Ministry, says the government has yet to approve policies that allow working mothers to have 6 months maternity leave in order to breastfeed their babies.
The maternity leave is 3 months, but we are working on it so that we'll also have 6 months for maternity leave so that at least the mother will sit at home with the child to exclusively breastfeed the child for 6 months, because we are saying a child is to be exclusively breastfed for 6 months.
Juan says the government is also working to draft a code governing the importation and marketing of breast milk supplements. Jessica Wude, a nutrition officer at the UN Children's Agency UNICEF, says mothers should initiate breastfeeding within the first hour of birth, followed by exclusive breastfeeding for at least 6 months.
We are talking as immediately when the baby is born. You know, the babies have a God-given talent that when they just come out of the mother's womb, they are looking for something to eat. And the first thing that they have to do is to look for the breast. And as soon as they are put on the breast, they begin to suckle.
Wude says mothers should breastfeed their babies continuously for 2 more years to prevent the onset of malnutrition among children in South Sudan. Eric Alain Atekbo, nutrition chief at UNICEF South Sudan, says his agency and the health ministry are working to provide the necessary therapeutic treatment and has set up feeding centers to reduce and prevent malnutrition among children.
Breast milk is the only thing the child needs for adequate growth. But also remember that beyond breastfeeding, we are talking about, we are in the country where malnutrition is huge and is tapping into the human capital of the country. This country is young and needs its people for its development. So we need to prevent the country, the citizens, from anything which will reduce the workforce. And malnutrition is a key eater of the workforce. So prevention of malnutrition beyond breastfeeding is also important.
Officials at the Health Ministry and UNICEF say although exclusive breastfeeding in South Sudan has increased from 45% in 2010 to 68% in 2020, 3 out of every 10 newborns in the country are not breastfed. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.